is the 8 o'clock buzz. My name is Brian Standing. Well, with the holiday season, the First Amendment Laboratory, that is the Wisconsin State Capitol, has taken on an appropriately festive tone. If you pass through the ground and first floor floors of the rotunda, you will see not only the traditional Christmas tree, renamed such by Governor Walker after it was called a holiday tree for years, but you will also see a menorah, a Christian nativity scene, an atheist diorama featuring the likenesses of Darwin, Einstein, and Mark Twain, a flying spaghetti monster, and a Festivus pole. Festivus. Yeah, here we go.
The rest of us.
Festivus, as many remember, is a mythical holiday made up by one of the screenwriters for the 1990s television show Seinfeld, and it involves a simple aluminum pole that people can stuff with written grievances or complaints. At a particular day, December 23rd, the grievances are withdrawn and ceremonially read aloud. For Wisconsin's Festivus pole, that day is today at noon in the Capitol Rotunda, and joining us to tell us more is activist Greg Gordon, who came up with the idea for the Festivus poll here in Madison. Welcome to the 8 o'clock buzz. Greg.
Thank you. Happy Festivus, Brian.
Happy Festivus to you. So I take it you're a Seinfeld fan?
I am a Seinfeld fan. You know, he actually came here and did some stand-up a couple of times in the 90s, and it's the only concert that I ever camped out for to get tickets.
You're a real fan.
I'm a real fan.
Okay. So what was it about this particular Festivus idea? I mean, we're talking about a 16-year-old TV sitcom that you felt was particularly relevant this year.
Well, as you know, I'm involved in the Solidarity Sing-Along and some of the other stuff that's been going on up at the Capitol to test the First Amendment limits and make sure that the people in power up there know how we feel about things. And the idea of an airing of grievances last spring, I was thinking about this, I thought would be absolutely perfect, especially how it would fit in with this controversy about permits and reservations and notifications and everything that was going on. So In April, I just applied for a reservation or permit to reserve the rotunda on this day and say I want to have an airing of grievances because I knew people would have a lot to say.
Did you get any flack from the Capitol Police about your application?
You know, I didn't get any direct flack, but I got a lot of delays and questions from them about what was going on. They wanted to have a meeting at first with a lawyer from the Department of Administration and a couple of higher-ups in the Capitol Police Department because they wanted to know exactly what was going on, even though I explained it all very clearly in my permit application. And eventually I ended up modifying my permit application because they were a little concerned about the feats of strength, which on the Seinfeld show involved wrestling until the head of the household is pinned. And even though I explained that our feats of strength would be symbolic, that we weren't going to be doing any wrestling, they still were a little concerned.
No holiday
about
lucha libre.
No,
rotunda,
and you know, somebody said maybe we could toss some lobbyists over the balustrade, but I said no, we're not doing anything like that. So we canceled that part of it. But eventually, I did get my permit. But then they had some delays in actually putting it online on their website, which lists all the events.
Right.
So I'm looking every day, and I'm seeing all these events that are coming up during the holidays, and from all these different groups. And mine just never showed up, though. So eventually I had to bug them quite a bit and say, could you just please put this on your website so people know what's happening? They can come down and air their grievance.
Now, there's another well-known event that takes place at noon in the Capitol Rotunda on most weekdays.
Yes. What would that be? Something about singing. Yes.
Yeah. And normally those folks go outside when there's a permitted event. Are you preempting the Solidarity Sing-Along, or are you coexisting with them?
I am not preempting. I am coexisting. And to be honest, I haven't really talked that much about it with the other regular singers. One of them had asked me if I had an issue with anybody coming in and singing while this Festivus event was going on. I said, I have no issues with anybody who wants to come in and exercise their First Amendment rights. So I'm not sure what will happen. I don't know if most of them will come and join us or if there'll be a separate little sing-along in one corner. It's all good as far as I'm concerned.
So what do you think about like all the array of sort of religious and atheistic and other sorts of displays in the rotunda? Do you have an opinion about, I mean, is that an appropriate use, you think, for the rotunda?
I think it is an appropriate use as long as the displays that are there are sponsored by private individuals and private groups. I understand and I have some sympathy for the position that the state should not be putting a big, giant religious symbol right in the middle of the Capitol. That seems fairly exclusive, and I don't appreciate that. Although my Festivus poll is not there to protest other religions or other groups or other displays that are there. It was sort of misrepresented that way when some other state capitals had some issues with people putting up Festivus poles as a protest against the other religious displays. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But speaking of Seinfeld, but that's not what this particular Festivus poll is about. This is really about the airing of grievances and about us being able to go in there and saying, we have some problems with you people, and now you're going to hear about it.
And I know we've got some of your friends here. Dahi Wolf and Bernie Schlafke are here with instruments in tow to give us some an assortment of Festivus music, perhaps, that was written for that occasion or other occasions. And we'll get to that in just a second. But I just have to ask you, have you seen any Festivus miracles in the days leading up to this event?
There may be a Festivus miracle that happens right at the beginning of today's event.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say too much about it because I don't want to ruin the surprise, and I don't want to be embarrassed if it doesn't happen. But there may be a Festivus miracle.
And because it's a permitted event, you will be bringing instruments into the rotunda for this event.
That is correct. We will have musical instruments there. We'll be doing some singing. We'll have an airing of grievances for about 25, 30 minutes. We'll talk about the grievances that people already wrote down and stuffed into our poll, which is actually sort of our little modification of the Festivus tradition. And then people who are there and want to air a grievance will be allowed to do that too.
Okay. And we've got a musical number for us right now.
Yes. It's
what are we going to hear?
Well, it's...
I've got one.
Yeah. Go
I
ahead,
think
Doug.
We did have a Festivus miracle last week when the appeals court came to the decision with the Bausch case. And I don't know if you've talked about that on the show at all.
We haven't on this show, but okay. I think they've talked about it on
other
shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you want? Should I summarize?
Go for it, Dahi.
Basically, the appeals court overturned the decision that said that one of the people had been singing at the Capitol who had been arrested was not allowed to use civil discovery to defend herself in terms of being able to call witnesses and depose the police chief, et cetera. And fortunately, the miracle was that the appeals court, in a unanimous decision, overturned that. So.
All right. Well, what are we going to hear right now?
Well, this is your special request, Brian. It's not exactly a Festivus song, but it's one that was put together a couple of months ago in connection with the book that was published that came out called Unintimidated, the actual real Unintimidated people. It's pictures and stories about the Solidarity sing-along.
The nonfiction version,
unlike, yes, that's all I'll say, the nonfiction version. If people are interested in that, they can go to unintimidated.org and learn more information about that. But this is a song just called Unintimidated, and it's to the tune of I Want to Be Sedated.
All right, take it away.
And Jerry Seinfeld and the Ramones are all both from New York, so
yes, that's how it fits.
Yeah.
In. Yes.
And if we get exactly,
and if we get through the end of this, that will be our Festivus miracle.
Yes, exactly.
20 inches of snow. I'm unintimidated. Only one place to go. I'm unintimidated. Just get me to the Capitol and let me sing a song. We gotta get there 4-for-1 so I can sing along. I gotta tell the governor his policies are wrong. Oh no, oh, 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 oh. 20 inches of snow. I'm unintimidated. Only one place to go. I'm unintimidated. Just put me in a union cab and take me to the square. Hurry, my friends will all be there. They might give me a ticket, but I don't really care. Oh no, oh, 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 oh. 20 inches of snow. I'm unintimidated. Only one place to go. I'm unintimidated. Just put me in a union cab and get me to the show.
hurry, 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 before I go loco. Our governor is a fascist, but I just can't take no more. Driver, even if you have to swerve, hurry, 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 now's no time to lose your nerve. We're almost there, it's Friday, and I hear the learning curve. Oh no, oh, 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 oh. Ba, 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 ba. I'm intimidated. Ba, 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 ba. I'm unintimidated.
All right. That's Greg Gordon, Dahi Wolf, and Bernie Schlafke giving us an original composition, a semi-original anyway, called Unintimidated. Some of you may recognize the original from I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones. Thanks so much. The Festivus ceremony takes place at noon on the first floor Capitol Rotunda, what most people think of as the second floor, but it's actually called the first floor. And that takes place at noon along with the Solidarity Sing-Along. It sounds like it's going to be just a chaotic, anarchic mess of First Amendment.
Just the way we greatness. Like it.
Exactly.
Democracy is messy, yeah.
And that about wraps it up here for the 8 o'clock buzz here on Monday, December 23rd.